This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Nefsha Fidan Karamehmet, the president of International Breath Coaching Federation. As a best-selling author, a faculty member of the Graduate School of Behavioral Health Sciences, a consultant to Better Psychology Limited, the founding president of the Breath Coaching Federation, the national representative of International Breathwork Foundation, Nefsha has won numerous awards in her field and has been an inspiration to millions. She is a recognized authority on emotional and physical healing through breathing. Nefsha, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, Nefsha. So tell us, what is breath coaching and what do you mean by dysfunctional breathing habits?
Yeah. So breath coaching is a revolutionary approach to breath work. People have been using breath work as a healing tool for many years now. I think it's been like 30 to 35 years. It's been really common and popular in all around the world. We took breath work combined with coaching, basic coaching, as recognized by International Coaching Federation, and we added behavioral science and respiratory science into it. So what we mean by dysfunctional breathing habits are, we are all born with a natural, perfect breathing habit, but then we start just because we want to suppress some emotions and we want to disconnect from our environment or the world, just to manipulate our psychology, we start learning dysfunctional breathing habits. Why some habits are dysfunctional in breathing is because it puts our health at risk. We usually manipulate our breathing and change our breathing patterns due to the environment or due to some circumstances. And we do that to maybe calm ourselves down, to keep more focused, to be more motivated. It's like if you want to change your psychological state, you can do it with changing your breathing. And we do it unconsciously or consciously. You know, when somebody tells us to stop crying when we were a child, we have to change our breathing habits at that time. We have to stop breathing to stop crying. Or we're too excited and then we don't want to feel excited and we want to just disconnect from ourselves, disconnect from that excitement feeling. And what we're going to do is we're going to learn a different breathing habit. We're going to change our breathing pattern. So that there's a gain by dysfunctional breathing habits, and that's a psychological gain. But then again, because every time we're breathing, our breathing regulates our respiratory chemistry, our respiratory physiology. If we're changing, if we are the ones who's changing the breathing, if breathing and respiration is not regulated by a brainstem reflex, so if it's not naturally happening on the physical body, but rather than we are stimulating it, we are changing our breathing habit, what happens is there would be a change in the respiratory chemical access, and that would lead to many problems. There are more than 200 symptoms that are being caused just because of breathing dysfunctionally. So what we do in breath coaching is we analyze people's breathing habits using basic behavioral science rules, and we try to integrate, we try to balance the breathing habits with respiratory habits, because that would be much more healthy for people. Many people have health problems, health symptoms. Like epilepsy is one of the symptoms getting triggered from dysfunctional breathing habits, attention deficit problems, heart diseases, body pain, migraine, all kinds of skin problems and muscle problems. There are hundreds of problems just because of the difference in that the dysfunctional breathing habit creates in the respiratory chemistry. So we work on the dysfunctional habits and support people in learning more functional breathing habits. So breath coaching sessions are learning sessions. People learn more functional, more healthy breathing habits.
And all so interesting, and thanks for your input there. I'd be curious, how did you start your own journey in your field?
Yeah, I was born in Turkey. I was born in Izmir, the west side of Turkey. My family is half Greek and half Turkish. And I grew up with a Sufi master who was my grandmother. And even though she didn't teach me anything about Sufi and Rumi, just watching her being in that surrendering energy, just watching her being able to receive life and say yes to everything that was happening in life, I think she initiated me something. Just by watching her, I became this person who was really spiritually gifted and who was able to surrender. And I would just talk about how I view life and how I see things, and my friends would be interested in that. But somehow, over the years, because the world is not a place which supports people in surrendering, but more into control. So in the 21st century, everybody is into control rather than surrendering. I somehow started not being able to fit in the world. And I myself had to have a dysfunctional breathing habit, which was shallow breathing. And of course, I didn't know about it at that time. When I was in my 20s, I didn't know that I was breathing shallow. But I got into a stage of really not feeling fulfilled, and I wasn't motivated, and I didn't know what to do about my life. I somehow, it was not like disconnection, but it was like shallowing it down, and I just had a shallow relationship with life, with my family, with my friends. So I went on a search, and I always tell my story in my seminars, and I always tell people, like, what I was searching was actually searching me, or what I was searching was something I already had, because I already had the highest level of consciousness when I, in my, you know, teenage years and in my childhood, because of my grandmother, I was already there in that total connection of being one with the universe and being one with love and everything. I had it all in my, in a spiritual sense. But then again, because I was breathing shallow, I couldn't connect with it. So I started feeling fulfilled, unfulfilled, you know, disoriented and all that. So I went on a search. I became a yoga teacher. You know, then I started meditating. I opened up a yoga studio. But because my dysfunctional breathing habits were getting triggered throughout the day, I literally started living on my yoga mat. So I would feel really calm, balanced, centered when I was doing yoga and meditation, and I was in my yoga studio. But then again, the moment I walked out of it, the moment I started relating with the world, everything was upside down, because my dysfunctional breathing habits would get triggered. I would breathe shallow. I would feel shallow, and I would have shallow relationships. I didn't like it. You know, I didn't like how my world was at that moment. And until I met a person who was doing breath work, and until I got my first breath work session, I wasn't able to get rid of how I felt about people and life. But the first time I got my first breathwork session, I really got it. I really got that my breathing was so shallow and I wasn't able to breathe deep. And just changing that, just changing a little bit of that to being able to breathe deep, just working on my physiology, it started changing my whole life. And my spiritual gifts are now out there and everybody is able to receive, and I have deepest connection with people more than I ever imagined. It's like when one can breathe real deep, you get to have a deeper connection with everyone you meet. So I'm really grateful for that, and I'm really grateful about the science behind it, because then over the years I started getting education on behavioral science, and I wanted to learn more about what breathing was about and what dysfunctional behaviors was about. And I wanted to learn the link between the breathing and dysfunctional habits, and also the respiration, because breathing and respiration are two different things. So with all the scientific education, I was able to combine my spiritual gifts with basic science. And we created the system called breath coaching, and it's working fabulously. So that's my story.
And quite a journey, and thanks for the backstory there. Speaking of your workshops, do you have workshops, courses that people can take in the United States? And if so, where would those be taking place?
Yeah, My schedule is on my website. It's just on my name, so it's an easy website to log on to, www.nevsah, so it's nevsah.com. My website is on my name. And we also have a Nevsah Institute where the breath coaches I have trained and the breath trainers I have trained also have workshops where people can also find the schedule of their workshops and their trainings. I've trained, I think, more than 1,000 breath coaches over the years, and around 500 of them are still working with me. So even if I'm not around the United States, people can email us, people can connect with us, and we could just lead them to other breath coaches. And yes, I have workshops and I have trainings in the United States. Actually, right now I'm in New York and I'm in the middle of a training called the Miracle Course, where we work on dysfunctional reading habits, dysfunctional thinking habits. It's a pretty intense course. It's like a really deep life-changing program, because once you change what you have been doing over the years without knowing, dysfunctional in your breathing and thinking, everything changes. How you see life, how you behave, how you feel, who you are, everything starts changing. So it's a life-changing process. And I will be here at the end of till the end of this month, October, and then I'm going to be going back to London. I have another workshop and another miracle course coming up in beginning of March in Miami and also in New York, and then I have a program scheduled in Chicago and also a program scheduled in California area. So I do have workshops and trainings over here in the United States.
And doing a lot of wonderful things and staying quite busy, it certainly sounds like it. Today we are with Nevsah Fidan Karamemet, the president of International Breath Coaching Federation, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Nevsah, what are some of the sicknesses and ailments caused by dysfunctional breathing habits?
Yeah, mainly everything about the brain, I can say, everything about the brain. Just a second. So anything to do with the brain, like attention deficit problems, concentration problems, and main sicknesses about the brain. It's like even tumors have to do a lot with dysfunctional breathing habits, and anything to do with tissues, because if you have a dysfunctional breathing habit, then what happens is a symptom called hypocapnia. And when people are hypocapnic, when they overbreathe, when they have dysfunctional breathing habits, they go into hypocapnia. And when people are hypocapnic, they don't have enough oxygen in their cells, in their tissues. So anything to do with your tissues, anything to do with your cells, so you won't have much oxygen in the cells, and there are lots of symptoms just because of that. And anything to do with your muscles, your immune system, so you would have problems with your immune system. You would have problems like fibromyalgia, and also heart might have some heart problems, might have some intestine and digestive problems. So it's mainly everywhere, because if you're not breathing properly, because you don't have enough life energy, because you don't have enough oxygen in the tissues, anything can happen.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and certainly appreciate those details and important information as well. Lastly, what is the Miracle Course? If you could get into further details there, why should people attend, and what should people expect to experience at a Miracle Course?
During the day, if you're somehow psychologically losing your balance, if you feel balanced and if you feel centered and if you feel calm and okay with yourself during meditation, during breath exercises or yoga, but then you lose it outside in your daily life, there is a dysfunctional breathing habit. If you have symptoms that are caused by hypocapnia, and I think people can just Google hypocapnia and check the symptoms that are in the medical world known as symptoms caused by hypocapnia, because over the years, I realized there are like 99% of the people are hypocapnic during the day, and they don't even recognize it because it's on the mild level. So people can check it from online and just check the symptoms caused by hypocapnia, and those people would need it. And anyone who's interested in living an extraordinary life has to somehow work on their dysfunctional habits. because we all have dysfunctional habits. It might be breathing habit, it might be thinking habit, it might be behavioral habit. We all have dysfunctional habits, so we can work on them and we can get rid of them and we live a really extraordinary life.
Well, Nev Shah, certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for your time. Where can listeners get all the details on your courses, your services, and more information on you, as well as where is the best place to not only get information, but to also be in contact as well?
www.nevsah.com. So it's www.nevsah.com.
And that's certainly easy enough, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Nev Shah, all the best, and thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Stay great.
Right on. We'll certainly do our best. We've been speaking with Nev Shah Fidan Karamemet, the president of International Breath Coaching Federation, a recognized authority on emotional and physical healing through breathing. And for further details, simply visit nevshah.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.